Weapon out of them. I didn't know what to say. creative, innovative, imaginative, to not crush your ingenuity, when I wanted to say, don't point that at anyone. Its colors, gray, blue, orange, a hint of green, and a rich, definitive red, made me think of the shootings, don't ask me why, made me think of the shootings that happen continually, always in our states, because people are afraid of other people, because no one knows how to love someone they don't know, not anymore. And I pick up the piece, almost clear blue, and place it carefully on a pile of undusted Legos you keep near your bed, just in case you get struck with an idea for a new weapon or spaceship or perhaps solution to whatever is puzzling you in that moment, the moment you are struck with an idea that won't go away. I unplug the machine, go get the broom. And this poem is the best Seattle poem. As we're getting peaks of sun, but not really. This is called The Thirst of Moths. Months this way, seeking light through a window on a corner, the bus stops, but no one looks up. Rain threatens flat, gray light makes no day, hangs in time. Morning begun, but never started. I wait for sun, but the desert is far. I remember its blooms, colors held captive by barren. It is hot, so hot. Coyotes will howl all night. Are they near? Rocks bounce their calls, too much to know. Black moon sings back the night, no shelter, no me. Fires burn between friends. I watch the stars turn the dark. So, we all, I know there are a lot of poets, writers here, and we all get our inspiration from whatever we can. but a lot of it is from what we see and hear around us. And so I take walks, and it's amazing. I often take the same exact walk in my neighborhood, and I come back, and I have something new to say. So I've got two of them tonight. The first one is called Tree. Holly berries snap under my soles, crushed or shot down the slope. I walk for the ridge where I can see, but the sky's mouth full of clouds, my gait steadies. The man high as the tree's top cuts it down, a machine in his hands, another on the ground chopping parts. I remember that tree from a poem and wonder if anyone else will. The sidewalk is stained in red. I don't look up. And this one is called Fate. Trash cans blown over the street, I wonder if I should pick them up. Is it enough to smile, nod to someone as you pass, or is more needed? Are there rules of kindness? Can they be taught? I scrape the bottom of my shoe on the curb. Twisting tree covered with fungus, crows call hummingbirds, a kite high in the air looks as if it might disappear through a blue hole in the clouds, but remains. Its tails flutter sound to us below. The girl standing, her head tilted back, will watch for hours. Or you might So, gosh, actually, you, this is the best. But I'm going to try. All right. So, this is called Silver Sentence Rips. The sterling linguist disguised purrs a perfect din, stilted never. Her surly clip pries to level, curled venom indentured, tender sin severed. The silver sentence rips a sentient verse, a sliver reveling in nervy silt. Turn the lease, let's spin.